This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 27th of January, 1958. The title of this lecture is What It Is You Clear, Something and Nothing, Question and Answer Period. This tape is 28 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
I suppose during this last week, though, your PCs ran into some subjective reality on what I've just been talking about. But you did have a freedom to communicate, and a freedom to communicate, too. You recognize there is one little spot here that's kind of hot, and that is that there is a state above cause and effect, you know? And to come into control of cause and effect, you've already assumed an estate which is higher than cause and effect, you know? So cause and effect all by itself isn't a final answer. You're aware of that, aren't you? Because the thetan gets into a state higher than cause and effect. I don't know how a thing can be an effect in the first place. One of the wildest things. There are a whole bunch of particles flying around. You have to identify and associate yourself with one of the particles and then get it hit. That is the favorite method of doing so. And then you get it hit, and then you can be an effect. Remarkable. No mechanism needed to be cause, but there is a mechanism needed to be an effect. It's obviously much harder to be an effect than a cause. Okay, what questions do you have about your processing? Yes?
On this creative processing, I noticed that sometimes this unsettling back to null may be a matter of just three or four commands. Would you consider that sufficient? In other words, you start in the object that is null, it unsettles, say, on the second command, and it's unsettled for the third, fourth, maybe the fifth command, and then back sixth command, it's back to null again.
Yeah, well, if you kept running it, you would probably find it'd unsettle again.
Yeah. But the thing is, how many unsettlings do you want?
We really don't want an unsettling. What we really want are a settling or an unsettling. What we really want is a confidence, a renewed confidence. And you get that by two-way calm to some degree. This fellow's feeling real cocky. He can do it. He isn't feeling uneasy or insecure about it at all. Why, that's the time to leave it. Yes.
What do you do when the pre-clear says that, well, my mock-ups are solid, they're staying right there, and not going away, I don't have to hold them, and it just keeps going that way, and you might
I keep saying you do it.
Yeah.
I keep saying, well, you do it.
Well, okay.
Are you the one who is making it very solid?
Sure, and he says, yeah, I've been doing it, but... You just keep on doing that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You're liable to find something remarkable happen like that sometimes, not with this pre-clear particularly that you're speaking of, but you're liable to find out all of a sudden that the mock-ups suddenly tear up their roots. And this was all automatic.
Well, I was a pre-clear I was talking about. And in order to get certain I was doing it, I found some energy man out there, quarter of a mile or so, I stuck the mock-ups in those energy masses. Why, golly, they'd move. I made them hold still.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you're going through the cycle of making it tougher so that you can prove it.
Well, is that good or bad or indifferent?
It's just a phase.
Oh, okay.
Just a phase. All PCs pass through this one. How can I tell if I'm keeping it from going away if it doesn't threaten to go away? So they'll make it jump. One fellow I ran into had developed an automaticity, which he used, I think, for about 4 or 5 hours of processing. And the automaticity he developed was very cute. He developed it on a postulate. And then after a while, he forgot that he developed it, so he complained about it. He'd put it up and keep it from going away. He'd keep it from going away, all right. But he made the postulate that it would try to get away, and then he would bring it back. And this proved that he had kept it from going away, which was quite remarkable. And so everything he put up bolted. after a while, you see. And then eventually he got up to a point where he ran out his own postulate and it didn't do it anymore. Which is, shows you that Satan sometimes outsmarts himself with these sort of things. Keep it from going away is a double entendre, you know. Continue it or keep it from flying out. A preclear discovers this somewhere along the line, that he can do either one and comply with the command. And if he mentions this to you, you, of course, immediately agree with him that this is a fact. Yes, it can mean either of two things. What does it mean to him? Get the idea. You don't keep him on snatching them back. One person had an automaticity on some object, and this object was flying all over the room, but he was keeping it from going away simply because he was not letting it fade. Chasing it around all over the place, not letting it fade. He still complied with the command. You got that? And after a while, it settled down. That was that, yes.
Well, I had a preacher that got to the state where he could make it null or not at will, depending on what he did with it. And this is okay. He said he was real cocky at this point. You would call it good enough.
This is fine. What's wrong with that? Nothing except your PC rose up and beyond E meters.
No, this was with certain objects. Certain. They worked with for a while.
Well, he ought to be able to do them all that way. Not to set up any particular goal of any kind or nothing. People have trouble with me on two things. IQ tests. Have trouble with me on IQ tests because I always ask them what IQ they want. And then give it to them. Somebody gave me one time. I think she said, I said, what IQ do you want? And she said, well, it's just 167. So I gave her 167. Now, that's just being smarty and so forth. But as a matter of fact, the test in this particular case could have tested nothing, don't you see? So you had to make it test something. And so on. Now you'll get up on E meters to the point of where the guy can throw the needle or not throw the needle. And he'll become very, very interested in throwing the needle or not throwing the needle. You know? And how far? I can set up an E meter and hold its needle most anywhere. It's not that I'm very remarkable. I mean, I'm just used to the machinery. And I can hold it in the middle of the dial or so forth. You saw it holding there the other day. What?
At what point in this procedure do you get to the point where all objects are null on the meter?
At what point?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a very thorough clear. At what point? It would be after the point the fellow had attained the idea that he could postulate it. He didn't have to put any effort or energy into it. And you'd get the insignificantness or non-significance of all objects. And all objects then could have been significant or non-significant. He would have to put the significance into the object in order for the object to have significance. And you're talking about a clair.
Well, the reason I asked the question is because I have got an answer to that question. I got two answers to that question. One of them was that when you got through step seven, well, you were at that point. And the other answer I got is when you got through step seven, you weren't at that point.
Step seven simply introduces an arbitrary. There are some people that won't get to that point until they've been through five, six, and seven on your intensive procedure half a dozen times, and other people get there the first time. You know, it's what step seven? You get the idea, not being smart, I mean, it just is. Some fellows takes longer than others, that's all. Now, there's another question that has come up here, and that is the matter of clearing fields. Should you totally clear a field? Shouldn't you totally clear a field? After that randomity we ran across the other day, I'm running experiments along this particular line. It may be sooner or later that you might have to come back and clear a whole field. Get the idea? You might have been able to proceed quite a distance on a partially cleared field, but then you might have to come back and clear the whole field, don't you see? It might not be possible for you to clear the whole field the first time you tried to clear the field. But after you had worked with a pre-clear for a few hours longer, why, it might then be possible for you to clear the whole field. You get the idea? But it seems apparent that sooner or later you'll have to clear the field. The field will have to be cleared. There's some automaticities that hang on about the field, particularly in the field of blackness, the black field and the invisible field, because these are the fields used to restrain things from coming in. And when you start somebody from keeping him from going away, all of the times he has restrained things from coming in with a black screen or an invisibility then spring into view. So you can get a lot of randomity that way. You see, a black or invisible screen is used to restrain things from coming in. Now you ask the pre-clear to keep something from going away. Actually, he has totally defeated himself the moment that he's told something not to come in. He's defeated himself the moment he says, it must not approach any closer. I must not be in effect is the same postulate. Do you see that? So sooner or later, this field will clean up. Either on the processes themselves, or the auditor sits down and cleans it up, and it's a question of what should he do? Well, the answer to that question is, how much trouble is this causing? How much is it holding up the case? Don't you see? It's a matter of judgment. Yes, Burke?
That partially answered it. Since the field is a picture, or a set of pictures, if by running creative processing you were bringing pictures in general under control, you would assume sooner or later the field itself would come under control too.
Theoretically. It's just a picture.
Yeah.
Now, there's something that argues against this, which is interesting, and that is, should you ever touch a significant picture? Where we're running it at first is that after you've done non-significant things, should you then start doing significant things? And apparently, as experience has mounted up here, it is probably an error to handle any significant object. Because all objects will sooner or later sort out and become non-significant. And that is the time to handle them, evidently.
Yes? If an object turns up null, what do you mean by significant?
Null and non-significant, synonymous.
Okay.
Means how much is that object shuttled into the deck?
Yep. Yes, I wanted to ask about acknowledgments. It seems like I could acknowledge without using mass, but I usually acknowledge, or I often do, sort of across a distance. You got me?
Yeah.
And I'm not always quite sure. It's not too easy a question to answer.
Well, I just talked to you here in the former hour about communicate or not communicate, as the case may be. Do you understand that? And this is the third universe, the universe of a body, whether to communicate to the body or not communicate to the body. Don't you see? Now, we all have, to some slight degree, reservations.
Well, my tendency is to do it in terms of mess.
You'll get over it. Or you'll go on doing it that way. Why don't you just make up your mind?
Okay.
All right.
It seems to be an interesting concept on this clear field or partially clear field. You get a person who's got, let's say, a completely non-clear field. He has a concept of he hasn't got any space because it's all something near the field.
Yeah.
You get a partially clear field, pre-click and mock-up, because he's got the concept of, well, it's partially clear and there is some space. You see, there he can work. But when you get a clear field, you don't give a damn whether you've got space or not.
Hmm.
It's no longer important.
That's right.
You can mock up the Sahara Desert here or 50,000 miles away. So what?
That's right.
Which is an interesting concept of clear field.
Right. Right.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Come on, somebody else ask a question around here.
Is the plan, after you've gone through what's supposed to be clear procedure now, is the plan to just carry on with this same procedure to finish out the time? There's some of us that will have probably about a whole week of processing on top of this. And You're not ready to answer that question.
Oh, no, I'll answer that question. You won't like it. You won't like it. The answer is this. Is, Gary talked a moment ago about somebody getting cocky. You know, about the idea of, yeah, he could do it, he could throw the needle around, or he couldn't, you know, this sort of thing. Well, if you get a total series of nulls, that is to say, nothing reacts unless the preclear wants it to react, there's still one thing that isn't happening. You spoke as though, well, the whole week we'll just have to fool around. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Nobody else has seen one of those mock-ups you put up yet. Have they? Huh? Have they seen any of those mock-ups?
No.
Well, what do you see? Tisn't solid. Now, that isn't an invalidation. That is simply this. The same processes go on up toward OT. You're passing mess clear. And if a few don't do that here, I'll be very disappointed. You're going on up toward OT. Because one of my ambitions is to mock up a little herald with a little trumpet and a little sheet of parchment and have him walk up the steps of the White House down here. And read his proclamation, and it's, "People of Earth, we come in peace." And the Secret Service men say, "What are you doing here? Get out of here," and he won't move, and they'll shoot him, see? And the next morning, he walks up the steps. He does this for about 30 days. That's an interesting idea, isn't it?
The reason I asked that question is I have the, not that I expect to get bored through the week, because I don't. I think there's sufficient objects to keep me busy.
Right.
But what I had in mind was a little IQ processing on withholding and that sort of thing. I thought maybe
you get further. You get further with what we're doing. I mean, it's already been subjected to test.
That's what I want.
There's only one other process that has pay dirt in it after a person reaches that state that has real pay dirt in it, and that's rising scale processing from way back when. Just giving him exercises and changing his mind. However, I think that these 5, 6, and 7 year intensive procedure get more gain. You see, because we are not at a state where we are producing mist. And that is a possibility. I don't say it will happen, but it's a possibility. You'd have to be doing everything with a postulate. And doing a something nothing on anything. You see, no effort involved in the thing for it to be a technical mist clear. Beyond that point, now we have other influences. See, now we've got the fellow's mind straight for one universe. See, one thing, one mind, one body, one universe. Now, one of the first things that you bang into is the messed universe. See, because that is awfully singular and it busts up rather easily. Then we move into this sphere of one body. For instance, the old lady who steps off the curb, you see that she's going to walk into traffic, you think she should step up on the curb. With postulate alone, you simply step her back up on the curb. Now you get into two bodies, right? We Scientologists have before this taken somebody who's walking along the street on crutches, something like that, and all of a sudden, this has happened several times, by the way, I've got some records of this. All of a sudden said at this person, you know, "Straighten up, poo." And the guy wonders what the hell he's got a crutch for. Almost falls over on his face and has an awful time because somebody by postulate wiped out a chronic somatic. This sort of thing starts into the realm of the improbable and the magical, you know. Well, how far does it go into that particular field? I can't tell you. I can't tell you at all. It's probably something very damaging we're doing here. I mean, we're probably... But by doing the same processes, you get up toward the line. Now, I've started to nag a case, a preclear, after the preclear was getting too complacent. I started to nag him. I said, come on, now I want a solidity of this order, that one spoonful of the mixture would weigh as much as earth. One spoonful of the mock-up would weigh as much as earth. Now that's how solid I want this cup. And he'd sweat and strain at it, and he'd finally get a solidity like that. I've seen him start doing this. You know, they're putting the mock-up on the floor, and they expect the floor to cave in, you know. And we're just running out the additional restraints, you see. The fellow did have a restraint. He did feel he shouldn't make things so solid that he'd crack earth in half. You get the idea. And he still had an idea that he was playing a game within finite limits. And I made it my business to blow up those finite limits wherever they might exist. Well, says, if I made it more solid than that, it'd become radioactive and explode. And I said, I expect you to make it more solid than that and hold it together. You just have to jack your sights up at how solid something can be or how visible it can be. Yes.
You couldn't go off the meter, so we got cocky easy.
You can go off the meter. One of my tests of clears is the on one.
That's a good test.
Yeah. That's a test for theta clear, not mesh clear. Does he register? Well, if he registers the exact amount of a dead body, you know, if he registers the exact resistance of the meter, it'd mean he was totally out of contact with it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But theoretically, he's off the meter. You'll start to fall into and recover a tremendous amount of the phenomena we've gone over in the last many, many years. And there's lots of it. There's lots of it. It isn't that you have to take it all in review and examine all of it, but bits and pieces of it show up and blow, and so on. There's the phenomenon of invasion of privacy is about the first thing that starts to blow up above clear. Fellow says, why am I restraining myself to this degree? And you say, what are you talking about? And he said, well, I'm just restraining myself. And, well, what are you restraining yourself about? Well, I don't know. It's awfully hard for me to sit here and not talk with your voice or something of the sort. Well, he must be awfully hard to locate. He must be having locational difficulties himself, you see. And he's run immediately into the world of bodies. Actually, it's very easy for him to restrain himself and not talk with your voice. See? Nothing to it. There's so much nothing to it that he would have to decide to do it. You get the idea. It isn't a tendency that he cannot combat, or he's having difficulty combating. That lies in the field of aberration. That's doing something he doesn't want to do, or doing something he's having difficulty doing. Another thing is fear of consequences. You do something because it is the thing to do, not because you will be punished because of it. Another mores that comes up. Right.
How long would you run a null object that didn't unstick or get a charge on it?
Several hours.
Several hours.
Mm-hmm. I've run a null object several hours that finally cleaned mysteriously.
It stayed null all that time, and then you got a charge on it, it nulled again.
No, maybe I've got your question wrong.
I mean, you pick up the object, say, the second time through, and make it more solid, something of this sort. There's no charge on it at all. You go around four or five times, there's still no charge on it. It's a null. It remained a null.
Right.
How long do you keep it up? You don't.
You don't. I thought you meant that you were getting a reaction on.
Oh, no, it remained null.
Well, I've gone several hours on an object I was getting a reaction on before it nulled. I have only taken three or four passes at an object that was null when I was getting the case. The case was in pretty good shape, was shaping up very nicely. An E-meter can save you an awful lot of time that way. And you'll see at once why you can do it so fast with an E-meter. I'm sorry, I answered that backwards.
Does the Titan keep mocking up all the spank all the time, or just part of it?
Does he keep mocking up
all this bank all the time, or just part of it?
He does not mock up all the bank all the time. Not by a long shot.
Okay, then he just knows it all, and then if he decides to mock up a picture to glom into, then he does it?
Then he keeps it mocked up. The difficulty that Thetan has with the bank is a very simple difficulty. He's afraid that some scene that was mocked up that he couldn't unmock will mock up again, and he won't be able to unmock it. And sure enough, he gets into it, and he can't unmock it, and therefore feels trapped. And one of the great advantages of Dianetics, and that on which it based itself, is you showed him how to unmock that picture that was chronic. Although he continued to mock it up, you could erase it at the same time, which is rather remarkable. He just mocks up those things which are called to mind. That was one of the great discoveries which suddenly moved us out into a clearing activity, is that the bank was not stored anywhere. You should understand that. There is no stored bank. It is mocked up as he looks at it. It's mocked up, and he doesn't look at it. He mocks it up against the body, you see, and doesn't even observe that he is doing it. Quite remarkable. Just got time for one more question. You haven't asked one.
Well, I just wonder if there are any specific processes you'd use after you got it clear, other than the ones we have now and rising scale processing, to make an operating theme.
That question is not germane to this agenda at this time. In the first place, I would be talking beyond what I know, and I try not to do that.
Right.
Even though it apparently sometimes makes me look stupid and look cautious and a lot of other things, I will not talk largely and roundly about things I don't know about yet. And I just turned out an HCO bulletin here, which circulated staff on the subject that this is the zone of research. I know I've already overshot clear on at least two cases, way overshot it, just with the processes of clear. And so I know that continues on for quite a distance. And I know that rising scale processing happens anyway. A person goes untangling his postulates for weeks and weeks and weeks after he's cleared. And you could sit right down and do it with rising scale processing. And beyond that, I don't know. That answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.